This is a Wild Games Production podcast.
Folks, it is Vince the Evil DM, and I'm reenacting my podcast here on Anchor.fm. I know it's been quite some time since I've actually released an episode for podcasting. I mostly focus on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheEvilDM, doing Palladium games mostly, and old school gaming, Friday night hangouts with the old Roll for Initiative crew. Every Friday night, 7:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can join me on my channel and DM Matt and DM Nick as we go through things here and there, gaming system-wise, and just pretty much hang out every Friday night and chat. People were enjoying it and liking it very much. We had released a special RFI reunion podcast at RFI.com, which was part of one of the Friday night hangouts, as we were talking about the AD&D Gold Box and the Black Box, all the video game systems, and then we played one of the games on the Friday Night Hangout so you guys could see what it looked like. We cut that out of the audio podcast because it really was more visual and only give you the first, I think, 40 minutes of that actual hangout where we talked about the game's history, we talked about creating characters, and everybody created one character, and then we played the actual game. It was a lot of fun having the crew back together and just playing the game. So check it out, rfipodcast.com, or go to theevildm.com and check out Friday Night Hangouts in middle of February 2023. Anyway, today we're going to talk a little bit about Palladium games, especially the Palladium RPG game mechanics and rules that you can use inside the game. I know a lot of people have issues with the Palladium system itself as far as the mechanics in the game. And that's understandable because the rolling mechanics go from D20 when it's talking about battles to various percentile rolls when it comes to skills. And sometimes some things aren't very clear when it comes to playing games. But it's actually a great system to play. And once you really get into the swing of things of playing, I really do enjoy it. But you do have to go into playing games knowing that the system does have a lot of issues, and you need to possibly house rule things here or there to make things run smoothly. Especially when you have a game like Rifts or Heroes Unlimited, where you have multiple attacks. Now, if you're playing Palladium Fantasy Original, or 1E, you don't really have to worry about that too much, because it's more like an advanced Dungeons & Dragons setting with house rules, or as we called it back then, AD&D on crack. You only have maybe one or two attacks to start with when you're first through third or fourth level. But once you start getting up in levels, you do get more attacks. But it's not as bad for new GMs as like playing Rifts right off the bat and having to deal with six attacks and how to distribute them and remember who used what for what. Because, obviously, people can dodge, they can parry, and I really enjoy that part of the system when it comes to Palladium games, just parrying and dodge. So, I like that. But some of the rules will state that when you try to parry or dodge, it'll take one of your attacks. And say you have six attacks for your character, how does that get distributed? Well, it's something that the GM has to figure out. If you go by the example in the book, it doesn't really provide a lot of insight. It kind of does, but generally, you have to break it down into actions, so to speak. So, let's just say we have four players, each one has six attacks, and you have, let's say, four different NPCs, and they have their six attacks. So, you can go around it, making it so that everybody has two attacks. So player one, two attacks, then player two, two attacks, then player three, two attacks, then player four, two attacks. And depending on the initiative, you throw the NPCs in there with their two attacks. Now, obviously, if they're parrying, some of the classes allow parrying, but if it's ranged, you can't parry, so you have to dodge. And a lot of classes don't allow dodging without wasting or using up an attack. So it really just depends on what you're doing as the GM, and that's how I generally would try to handle it with multiple attacks. Sometimes, I used to, back when I was younger, just let everybody have all six of attacks, but that really wasn't the right way to do it. And then finally, somewhere in the 90s, I had a good GM break down the system for me when we were playing Rifts, and it actually just made sense. Doing the attacks, separating it, doing like a column sheet for attacks on when you're writing down your characters and NPCs and how to keep track of it. It worked out really well, and I enjoyed the system very much so. There's also some people don't like the skill system inside Palladium Books, and I think the skill system is what makes it kind of unique and makes each character special. I mean, not everybody's going to have the same build and everything like that, and everybody having different skills makes them unique, like I said. And obviously, the higher the skill, the better, and you have to roll under the skill. And there's always the account of take into account of a GM modifying it as well. Just because you have a skill in, let's say, tracking, or something that's more common in Palladium Books, prowling, of 50%, doesn't mean if you roll under it, you automatically succeed. There is always factors that the GM can place under that to lower or higher the percentage for you. Just like when you're playing D&D, for example, there's always a target number, but just because you get a high number doesn't mean you're going to succeed all the time. So we'll have to check that out a little bit further. But just like any role-playing game, the GM has the final say and has the final authority to do whatever they need to progress the scene or make it more difficult or easy or more engageable for a player. So, I enjoy the Palladium system on a whole, so. The character sheets I noticed for Palladium were a hot mess. I mean, sometimes it's straightforward on some of them, and then they're just, sometimes they just put, like, skills on all these just blank areas. Or for the combat area, it's kind of wonky how they do it, and they don't allow for actual setup of the character properly so that you can understand what's going on. And I usually try to generate custom character sheets for my players, so like when they, you know, make a character, they can actually keep track of things, so it's not that difficult for them. And I know for a new player, they're constantly always asking, what do I do, what do I do, what do I do? So I try to lay it out nice and simple on the character sheets that I make for Palladium Fantasy or Rifts or whatever we're playing at the time being. Right now we're playing Palladium Fantasy 1E at rollhigherdie.com. You can find it Beyond Earths. A Palladium Megaverse podcast is on all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and go over there and leave a review if you'd like, or something, or a written review. I'll read it on the air for you. I always love that when people do that. So, another thing I wanted to talk about in Palladium is the actual insanity stuff, and how when you get knocked out or you fall into a dying state, there's a possibility of getting an insanity because you've beaten down so badly, or you've gone in a coma so far that, you know, so far deep into the negative that your character will recover, but doesn't come back just like he did before. Which I find really interesting that they added those type of rules to it. Now, yeah, it kind of sucks as the player to have these sometimes awful insanities or neurotic behaviors because of falling into a coma and almost dying. Now, generally, most people in real life, that doesn't happen to. But there are some select people that, you know, when they have a fatal event in their life and they recover from it, thank God, they're not the same as they were before. And it happens. So I guess when they were designing up the game, they wanted to add a little bit more spice to it and a possibility of that happening to your character. So whenever I have a chance, and I always roll for it, there's a percentage chance, and I like to see what happens. And I try not to be too harsh, but sometimes it happens. We had one of the players in the game, his character went out because he basically had brain damage because he got hit so badly, got thrown into a coma, and people didn't save him in enough time. So his character got some brain damage, and he recovered, but he lost a lot of his attributes and mental ability, so he scrapped the character. It's just one of the things of Palladium that makes it a little bit more deadly than the normal systems. And these are kind of the things why I like Palladium books and why I constantly do stuff on my YouTube channel and talk about Palladium or talk about it on Twitter at TheEvilDM. You could follow me there as well just to see what I'm doing. And I like to talk about gaming stuff, like to put little covers up and pictures. Currently working on my Ko-Fi site, trying to get that up and going, moving away from Patreon, where I'm going to provide a lot of hooks and scenarios and pictures for your games and maps, things like that. As I move away from Patreon, I just want to provide a place for people to get some good things for their gaming. A lot of it is all absolutely free. There are two tiers in it that I've enacted for people that want just a little bit more. I've enacted that. So if you want to support me, go to Ko-Fi or ko-fi.com/TheEvilDM. And you could see it. I'll try to provide a link here in the notes. I'm not sure. Haven't used this site in such a long time. I will figure it out as I go along. Anyway, I just wanted to give you guys a little update on what I'm doing and how things are going. It's 2023. It's a new year. A new thing going on. Mostly my stuff focuses on Palladium and their games itself. Hopefully you've enjoyed the shows. I'm going to try to do, one every once in a while. See what happens and see what the feedback I get. Otherwise, just keep it original and keep it old school. And good night, everybody.